Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Well, let's talk all things college football and, well, who knows what else we might get into with Smitty, Matt Smith of Sports Talk Media Network. Now, Smitty, before we get started, I would be remiss because twice now, last two Fridays, T.A. and Gaffney has texted into the show, said, make sure you tell Smitty that I said hello. And so now I am extending that towards you. T.A. and Gaffney says, what's up?
Oh, that melts my heart. That is, yes, absolutely one of the great people to ever come down out of the foothills of Gaffney. he's got as big a heart as anyone you'll ever meet. I love T.A. I think about him all the time, and I wish I could see him. But, you know, I'm down here on the coast, and we don't get to see each other anymore. But anybody there from the upstate that remembers our time together, you just know I miss you. It's nothing but love. And T.A., you say one love. One love.
Smitty, where are you at tonight, man? Where's Sockesty at? What's Smitty doing on this Friday night?
Well, it's Ainer at Sockesty.
Who?
Sockesty fell to Dillon 41-0 last week.
Ooh.
So that was a tough one.
Ainer.
Yep, that was. Yep. And now the Ainer Blue Jackets are bringing their run-heavy attack down to Sockesty. So it was bad. It was as bad as what my upset pick turned out to be on the show.
Do you remember what it was? I forgot. Diesel might remember. He has a good memory.
I had Sam Houston pulling the upset over UNLV.
That didn't work out. No, not good.
and my backup was going to be North Carolina over TCU. Would have been worse.
Well, Smitty, since you brought it up there, this is not going to be my first question, but let's jump right into that conversation. What's going on at UNC? They're banning Patriots scouts from being around. They're taking on Charlotte on Saturday on the road in Charlotte, a program that is exactly 1-10 against Power 5 opponents. Would you put North Carolina on upset alert this weekend?
yeah, absolutely. we talked about this. I don't know if you remember the conversation. We talked about it last year about what North Carolina might look like. And I said pump the brakes because we don't know the personnel, and he's going to have coaches and people as part of that program that just have worked in the NFL that don't know the college game. And, you know, it's it's similar. It's still football, but it's not exactly the same. And we said, is there too many? Is he thinking about his girlfriend? What's going on? What are the distractions happening at North Carolina? And they were really talking loudly. They were walking around with their chest out and everything. And TCU really, really humbled North Carolina. I didn't think it was going to look like that. I didn't suspect that. So there's still a lot swirling around that program and a lot of questions you have to ask. I mean, is it lack of talent? It looked like it. But North Carolina hasn't been that far down in talent since Carl Torbush was on the sidelines. I mean, Mack Brown left them in a pretty good spot as far as I could tell. And, the way Bill Burr put it, the comedian went on Rich Eisen and he said, can't you just leave this man alone and let him enjoy his retirement? He's retired to North Carolina. He wants to spend time with his girlfriend in the sunshine and play golf. Leave him alone. And that's funny because we all thought, well, the reason he was doing this was, to show everybody, right? To show off that he could do it in college too. And it hasn't started out well. And I thought it might not go well, but I thought it might not go well like 6-6 bad, 5-7 bad, not being able to deal with Clemson and Florida State, Miami talent bad. I didn't think he was going to get run out of his own building on night one. So. I don't know. It was worse than I thought it could be, and it can't be that bad moving forward. He and that staff just know too much about football to not get better than that. But that was gross. Yeah. And congratulations to Sonny Dykes and TCU who took that disrespect card and played it perfectly.
Smitty, we'll get to Clemson and South Carolina in a second, but I want to kind of park on something you said in that last answer with. You know, we thought Bill could do it. Maybe Bill thought he could do it. You've been around sports for a long time. That's not an old joke, I promise. But yeah. Why can't coaches, there have only been a handful that have been able to do it. Why can't coaches translate what they can do at one level to a different level, whether it be college to pro or vice versa?
You know, some can.
Yeah.
Some can.
Yeah.
But there are circumstances. I want to be careful when I say this, when we do it, we paint with too broad a brush. Because, look, we all know the story now that if Nick Saban would have gotten Drew Brees instead of Dante Culpepper in Miami, yeah. Maybe that would have worked out. Maybe that story plays out differently. Lou Holtz took an NFL job once in the 70s. Yeah, but it was the Jets. Was anybody going to win with the Jets at that stage?
Right.
Jimmy Johnson did it. Barry Switzer did it, but the Cowboys were ready made. I'm not sure Barry Switzer could really coach in college. You know, everybody says Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith were just really coaching that team. Steve Spurrier didn't do so well in the NFL, but that was because he went in there and said in his first press conference, I want to see if what I do works. Well, the NFL model is not to see if what you do works,
it's
to do whatever works. Do whatever it takes. Go with the talent that you've got. Now, why did Bill Belichick start off so slowly? I don't know. Let's play wait and see. John Robinson had success at Southern Cal, then went on and had success with the Rams. Bill Walsh won at Stanford and with the 49ers. So I just want to be careful. Jim Harbaugh's done both. I don't know if some guys can't do it or if it's just the circumstances they take. Because, listen, North Carolina is not a powerhouse.
Yeah.
He didn't walk in and it was a powerhouse. Let's give it a little time. But I do worry that, Bill Belichick, maybe we reassess all this because let's not forget, take Tom Brady away. Just Bill Belichick without Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So now you include the early Browns years, you include the Drew Bledsoe years, you include the last couple years with the Patriots without Tom Brady. Belichick doesn't look so great all of a sudden. So let's just wait and see. I want to give it more time, but that was a disaster. That was a grease fire. I was embarrassed for them, and I don't even like North Carolina.
Smitty, if you're Dave Dorn at NC State, if you're Manny Diaz at Duke, Tony Elliott at Virginia, Jake Dickert at Wake Forest, are you using this situation with not letting Patriots scouts into practice against Bill Belichick and recruiting? I think you have to, right?
Yeah, and boy, is that silly. That is, I just have trouble believing that's true. Is that AI generated that Bill Belichick's not going to let the Patriots, the organization he's most closely associated with, where he lived for all, whatever it was, 20 years, sure. However long he was there. Come on, that's so I think that's so petty and it's so silly. I almost hope it's a misunderstanding and it's not real. Let's be grown-ups here. You're a 73-year-old man, and you're going to tell an NFL organization they can't come. Just as you just pointed out, I mean, good luck recruiting with that. You recruit on the fact that you have an NFL background and you have ties, and you can get these kids to the NFL and get them paid. You're not doing anybody any favors by telling scouts they can't come see your kids practice. I cannot believe that's real, and I can't believe it will last.
So, Smitty, here's where we go now. Clemson, South Carolina, we all know what both teams did over the weekend, last Saturday and Sunday. If both teams are side-by-side in a race, and you're like at the old arcade where you're having to hit the button as fast as you can to make it rise, right? Or you're playing the old water gun game where you're trying to get to the very top. How far, in your mind, up that ladder, up that scale, are Gamecock fans in terms of reaching that high? And on the flip side, how far down do you think Clemson fans are after their loss Saturday?
Well, Clemson fans shouldn't be far down.
Oh, wow. Really?
No, look, I picked Clemson to win, so I'll wear that. But, no, they shouldn't be so far down. Now, I'll say a couple of things. We just talked about the disrespect card, and Dabo Swinney in his press conference earlier this week said, yeah, go ahead, kick mud on us and tell us how bad we are and everything. And to me, it's really hard if you're Dabo Swinney and Clemson to play disrespect card. You've lost three of the last four games, none of which were in a true road. I guess you had Texas, and you had the neutral site game against SMU, which you won in the last second field goal. You lost in the last second at Death Valley to South Carolina, and then you lost a close one to LSU. Great, you know, high-level games, tough teams to beat, but you've lost three of four, and you're ranked eighth in the country. How many teams in college football can lose three of four, be outrushed in every one of those games, and be ranked eighth in the country? I mean, maybe Ohio State could do it. I don't know. Alabama can't do it. They're out. They're out. They've dropped. You know, Michigan can't do it. They're out of the top 10. Clemson's remained in the top 10 despite all of that. So I think they have plenty of respect. So we'll start there. And that's why I don't think Clemson fans should be that worried. This is no different than last year. Except Georgia really outclassed Clemson last year. But Clemson can get this together. But we did talk about this last week. I wanted to see what the Tigers' offensive line looked like. And I do have an issue there because I believe they've been outrushed in, like, their last five games against Power Four opponents, like Texas, SMU outrushed them, South Carolina outrushed them, and Pitt outrushed them. Clemson outrushed the Citadel, but throw that one out. That has me worried about Clemson moving forward. I think that has to change. And Dabo Swinney said it's because they couldn't get into a rhythm and Garrett Riley wasn't calling the plays. We have to give them a chance to call those plays. I'm not convinced that offensive line, I think that's ACC championship good on the offensive line. I don't know if they're national championship good on the offensive line. I know they aren't. They aren't. That line is a question mark, period. And that's what I want to know. I want to know, can that line and Adam Randall, and don't tell me about this week. They're going to run for 250 yards against Troy. Yeah. They might run for 250 yards in 2 weeks against Syracuse. That won't tell me anything. I need to see them do it against Florida State, high-level competition in a few weeks. Do it against South Carolina. You know, do it in the college football playoff. We won't get these questions answered until November. But I wouldn't be far down because this team is still going to go like 10-2 and probably win the ACC championship unless Miami does. So I wouldn't be down. And South Carolina fans should definitely be up because I think that offense can play a lot better, and they still won their first game, and that's all you wanted to do. That was a pass-fail.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So, I don't know, Dabo Swinney was grading this week. You don't grade week one on giving yourself an A, a B, a C, a D, et cetera. It's pass-fail. Did you just win? Just get through it. And now we can start looking. Now week one, week two, week three, we can start talking about these teams and where they really fall in the pecking order at this point.
Matt Smith, Sports Talk Media Network, joining us here on Wire to Wire with Deez and Nicole Bryson. Dabo talked about the fundamental reads for Cade Klubnik earlier this week. I mean, obviously, you wouldn't think that Clemson's going to need to open up the playbook in any way to beat Troy. So once they kind of get that comfortable cushion lead, whether it's two touchdowns, three touchdowns, whatever it may be, how do you think Dabo and Garrett Riley can tailor the game plan to specifically drill those fundamental reads into Cade?
You know, I heard Coach Sweeney say that, and he was really hard on Cade Klubnik. We actually discussed this last week because you asked if Clemson fans leave disappointed in Cade Klubnik. This was a really prescient question. What will be the problem? And I said it was because he didn't handle the pressure and they didn't protect him well enough. But truthfully, it probably came because they couldn't run the football, and then LSU was able to get the pressure. So he can say that Cade Klubnik didn't make those reads. But anybody watch those games, Clemson fan, for just a moment, stop being a Clemson fan and think, how good is that LSU defense? It's really good, right? That's a top 10 defense. Those guys were flying around. They were motivated. They were right where their coaching staff wanted them to be. They played fast. They played hard. They were a ferocious defense. It's hard to play against defenses like that in your very first game of the season.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give Cade Klubnik a break. Coach Sweeney didn't. He said he missed some really easy stuff, and maybe that's true, but that was a tough spot for him this week. This is where we start, again, grading and saying, okay, is Cade Klubnik stepping up? Is he ascending as Clemson's quarterback, and can he really challenge for a Heisman? Let him go out, have some easy throws against Troy, then he'll do it against Syracuse, then we'll talk again. I just think that's a tough way to grade somebody. Watching that LSU defense. And by the way, I thought Clemson would win because I said that's a lot of moving parts, all those transfers on LSU's defense. Can they get them all dialed in and buttoned up and in the right spots week one? Give credit to LSU's defensive staff. That's exactly what they did. That was a great performance. So I'm actually easier on Cade Klubnik than Dabo Swinney was this week.
Smitty, how? How? He's been there since 2022. He's been there for 4 years now. I mean, what are we? How many times are we going to give this guy a pass? Either he's the guy or he's not the guy.
Oh, well, okay, well, then we'd have to define the guy because, listen, is he Trevor Lawrence? Is he Deshaun Watson? The answer to those questions are no. And that's a big, big, big deal within the Clemson world because when he came out, there was this talk that maybe he could be that good. No, I don't think. I think he's Taj Boyd, right?
I mean, I don't think he's that good.
I think he is that good, and I think he's going to have a really, really nice season. But you asked me last week to pick between him and Lenoris, and I heap praise on Cade, but I ended up picking Lenoris partly because of what we saw this week. When Cade Klubnik is not on his platform and well protected and has a running game and can utilize all of his weaponry and be able to just run the playbook,
yep,
to run the plays as they are drawn up, right? That's what Cade Klubnik needs. I don't know what the analog for that is or how to best describe it, but, you know, in a video game, if you call the play and then the play works out, that's what he needs. When it breaks down and it's schoolyard, the way that Michael Vick used to excel in that, or Steve Young excelled in that, or Joe Montana excelled in those situations, that's not Cade Klubnik. That's not what he needs, and that's what LSU was forcing on Clemson last week. So you're picking on Cade Klubnik a little bit. Let me see his offensive line play well 1 week too. Let me see that before I start ripping. Now, if you guys have been ripping on Cade Klubnik all day, that's fine. I'll join the show. I'm happy to be a part of that. But I just I'm giving him a little more time.
I mean, goodness gracious. You're a nice guy. You're nice, Smitty.
Smitty, we saw Nick Saban come out in support of Kalen DeBoer in the last couple of days, saying that he still has confidence that Kalen can get it done. I would say there's not a single Alabama Crimson Tide fan right now who believes that of their own volition. Some may be parroting what Coach Saban said, and you know, that's their own cross to bear there. But, you know, falling all the way to number 21 when you get beat by a Florida State team that might end up being pretty good, are you calling fair or foul on falling that far?
Well, here's what I'll say about Kalen DeBoer. A, he's a good football coach. All right, but now we know that. Okay, and then put a period on that. And now new thought, just full stop, new thought. But is he the right fit at Alabama? And I'm not sure that he is. Because for what the problem may just be following Nick Saban. We were referencing some old coaches there earlier. You know, George Seifert won a Super Bowl behind Bill Walsh, but he didn't last very long there because he was following a legend. When you follow what – try following, you know, Jimmy Johnson in Dallas. Yeah, Barry Switzer won that Super Bowl, but that went away real fast, right? Dennis Erickson following Jimmy Johnson at Miami. It just – you don't want to be the guy following the guy, right, following Tom Osborne, following Howard Schellenberger. You just don't want to be in that position. And there is no way Kalen DeBoer can live up to the expectations of Alabama fans. And I don't think it's I don't think it's the right fit. I just know he's a good football coach because we saw him do it previously, and I know Alabama's a great program. But that doesn't always mean that the coach and the program are a perfect marriage. And I think this is a situation where it's bad timing, bad fit, bad chemistry, and I'm afraid it's going to get worse, and then he's going to get fired, and he'll go on, do something somewhere else, and succeed more than likely, and Alabama will hire a new coach, and they'll succeed. But this Alabama program, they do not look the way that Georgia looks right now. They do not look the way that Ohio State looks right now. Those are the kinds of teams and programs that are excelling in this post-realignment NIL transfer portal world, and Alabama just doesn't look like they've picked up on it yet.
Smitty, last question for you. We did this, I believe, a couple of days ago. Diesel and I were having this conversation. You talk about a perfect marriage. Right now in 2025, it seems to be a pretty good marriage between South Carolina and Shane Beamer. If you look into your crystal ball, let's go a decade. Let's go a decade from today. In 2035, is this perfect marriage blossomed into something that South Carolina fans really hadn't been, you know, accustomed to in terms of this amount of success and Shane Beamer still at South Carolina 10 years from now?
Oh, the world of college football moves faster than ever before.
Yeah.
But they have a chance for this reason. Previously, when South Carolina made really good hires. They hired Joe Morrison out of New Mexico, but we all know he died on the job. You know, he was older, not that old, but he just, you know, he smoked cigarettes and he wasn't going to last forever. And he died on the job. Sparky Woods didn't have no success. Brad Scott didn't have success. They were fired. Then they went and hired Lou Holtz to turn the program around. That worked, but everybody knew that was at the end. Lou Holtz was at the end of his coaching career. Then the Spurrier thing happened. At the end of his coaching career, he lasted 12 years remarkably. And then Will Muschamp, which was just a head scratcher, just a terrible, terrible hire. And it's been, South Carolina was ranked in the top 10 preseason of 2015. You guys might remember Dylan Thompson starting as Texas A&M. They got blown out and it was Spurs last year. And South Carolina just re-entered the top 10 for the first time since. That was 2015. Okay. And now it's 2025. So I say all of that to say this. What they did right with Shane Beamer was they went out and got somebody that wanted to be there and is young enough to grow with the program. South Carolina coaches, historically, it's been a graveyard. Sparky Woods was only a head coach one other place, VMI. You know, I said Joe Morrison died on the job. Brad Scott was never a head coach again. Steve Spurrier's never been a head coach again. Lou Holtz was never a head coach again. Will Muschamp's never been a head coach again.
That's a good point.
This is their chance.
Yeah.
This is the chance. Beamer was young enough. He was born in the state of South Carolina. He loves being there. They're in the SEC. They've got that chip on their shoulder for being an underdog, and this is the chance. I don't know if he'll be there from 10 years from now because just college football moves so fast now, but this is the best chance. When you asked me this question, you could have asked me this question any time since 1965, And this is the first time you get an answer like this, that they got a chance to do it with a young coach.
Well, I feel like today is a momentous occasion because I get to school Smitty on something. Sparky Woods was at App State before he was at South Carolina, and he went 38-19, so he had a pretty good tenure.
No, I said after.
Oh, I misheard. I was so excited about getting you on something, man.
He was a coach at VMI afterwards. I don't know what his record was.
He was not good. 17-62 at VMI. Well,
same thing can be said, by the way, for the basketball program at South Carolina. Yeah. That's why Gamecock fans, there's things to be excited about. By the way, what are we seeing Shane Beamer is doing at South Carolina? I'm not saying on the next level. I don't want to get the phone lines going and a bunch of people email you expletives. Yeah. But all I'm saying is this Shane Beamer hire is similar in the Dabo Swinney hire in that it was a young coach given the opportunity to grow with the program, make mistakes on the job. And then if there's success, you can reap the benefits of keeping a coach in that job for 15, 20 years the way you've seen Bill Snyder at Kansas State and Bobby Bowden at Florida State and Dabo Swinney at Clemson.
Smitty, upset pick time.
I'm going to go. I love thinking about this now. It's one of my favorite games to play now. I'm going to go with Mississippi State over Arizona State. I just mentioned the world of football moves fast. Arizona State was much better than Mississippi State last year, and they got the win out in Tempe. Now they're playing in Starkville, Mississippi, in front of all those hillbillies with the clanga clanga, all those high school educated people at Mississippi State ringing those bells. I think they're going to be excited. They don't have a lot of chances for big wins. They've got a chance to beat a ranked team at home. So I'm going to Vegas and picking the Bulldogs.
Smitty, you're the best, man. Appreciate you as always.
Talk soon, boys.
Absolutely. Thanks, Smitty, Sports Talk Media Network. Diesel, it's time to make my high school predictions for week two, and we have a guest picker joining us this week as well.
That's right.
Lee Corso. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We wouldn't do that to you. We would never do that to you. That's next on the Fan Upstate.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.